Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Cardenal moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Popovich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooton strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Cranepool picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cranepool. Cardenal scores. Hickman goes all the way around to score. Santo moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanzone hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner juggles the ball. That's an error on Milner. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooton bunts towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Milan covering, for the out. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Fanzone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo is hit by the pitch. Hickman moves to second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Santo moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Fanzone moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Fanzone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges bunts towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 5 to 1, Cubs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooten takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Popovich takes first base on ball 4. Hooten moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Santo moves to third. 2 outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Williams now playing left field. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool is called out on strikes. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hooten strikes out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fregosi strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hickman strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Staub reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.